Special education, just get on board.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
Sponsored by the TBI, Survivors Network at tbisn.com.
All survivors, all the time. For automatic updates and everything brain injury.
Join now at tbisn.com.
The only all survivor and family network in the world.
You don't need no fancy certification, just get on board.
And now it is time for another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
Found at braininjuryradio.com.
Does it worry to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad?
Listen every night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Until at night to 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Almost 60 shows monthly bringing you unique perspectives and journeys of real lives affected by brain injury.
Sharing their successes and failures, giving you new tools and strategies coping with the effects of brain injury.
As well, we have thousands of hours of on-demand episodes of the Brain Injury Radio at www.braininjuryradio.com.
Would you believe in a love at first sight? Yeah, I'm certain that it happens all the time.
And now it's time for another live episode on the Brain Injury Radio Network. And now it's time for another live episode on the Brain Injury Radio Network.
Hi there, everybody. This is Kim Justice, your regular Wednesday night host, doing a little moonlighting tonight. Saturday night, I kind of like that. It's party time, unlike my Wednesday night shows where I'm working a lot harder with the wonderful guests that I'm blessed to have. And tonight, we're just going to have a little bit of open chat, play some music, some songs that you've heard already, and introduce a couple of new artists to the mix and a couple of new songs from artists that we've had in the past. So that ought to be pretty fun. I put some things in. I was hoping Les Paul would be here, and I'm sure he'll be coming along a little bit later, but I was talking about music and its therapeutic properties. And I know that for me, I've used music for a lot of different things. You know, I used to, I kind of grew up dancing, actually, from the time my mom owned a dance and baton studio when I was a little girl into growing right into the disco era and beyond, and always felt very connected to music. And I was talking to a couple of our hosts and also a couple of musicians, and I was speaking about, you know, the body when you're dancing being almost like an instrument in itself when you're able to keep the beat. And Les Paul was telling us a story once about, oh, what was it? He was telling us a story about drums, and hopefully he'll be back to talk about the American Music Therapy Association and all of the things that they do. He's got a really good story about that. He'll tell you a little bit later. But in any case, music is a way of expression, whether you're the person listening or the person writing. Sometimes if we're not able to crystallize our feelings, we know that we've got something going on, whether it be a great buoyant feeling or one of those down dark kind of feelings, but we're in a place where we're stuck and unable to express ourselves. So many times some of our therapy comes through listening to what other people have written about their songs, and even the music in accompaniment with the songs, the music itself speaks to so many of us. And I remember when I was really young and maybe had just broken up with someone, I would listen to all of our old favorite songs and all these sad cowboy music at one period in my life, very short. It would be a way to keep myself down. I would be feeling down and depressed, and I would listen to music that would feed that. And so I could feed my pathology by listening to music that would keep me there, where I could relate to those kind of feelings. And on the inverse, you know, when you're in love or things are going good in your life, then listening to music, the kind of music that you listen to or the way that you interpret music you listen to, will feed your spirit in that way. And there was a time when I was looking for, you know, my regular show on Wednesday nights is called Recovery Now. And so what that meant was not recovery now, like we are recovered this instant. It was we are adopting a way of thinking that will carry us into the future and through the rest of our lives, and that is a recovery lifestyle. And that's something where we're always looking for tools to put in our kit to help us deal with life on life's terms, because life just happens. And I've said before, whether we're in a good mood or a bad mood, one thing we can be sure of is that it ain't going to stay that way forever, because inherently in life there are just ups and downs. And that's why I hate to see it when we lose some of our people, because they get stuck and maybe in a depressed place and unable to accept that there's an old me they got to let go of and a new me that they've got to grow into, and they run into internal resistance and can't get to that place, and we lose them. I don't judge that, but I do think it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem, because things are going to change, and that's something we can take to the bank one way or another. So I think I'm going to start out tonight with a song by Rescue. I was running late tonight. I still got dogs barking in the back. Usually by now, that's probably why, because I do a quote-unquote school night show. I'm older than dirt, and I still refer to it as that, and I don't even have to get up and go to work anymore. But my husband, Gary, who some of you know, by phone and have talked to before, know that he usually goes to bed at 8:30. Well, this is Saturday night. He's not in bed yet. The dogs are still running around a little wild. So if it suddenly sounds like a pet shop here, you'll know that it's just that host from, where was it? Where was that Kim from?
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha.
Omaha, you've been weighing heavy on my mind.
Yeah, that's right. She was from Omaha, somewhere in Middle America. I just love that. Craig put on a really cool new intro, and so I didn't get to throw in my Omaha mix, so I couldn't resist. You know, I'm going to be doing that from time to time, just because I can get a little spunky, particularly when it's on a Saturday night.
Where you come from,
Omaha, Nebraska. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I haven't gotten in the funny punch tonight, but I was thinking of falling off the wagon. I don't drink any of the hard stuff, haven't for a quarter of a century, believe it or not. I shouldn't be that old. But when I fall off the wagon, it's with soda pop. And I hear these days that is toxic. It's our latest toxic thing. After people have drank 59,000 Diet Cokes in a year, but that's not what I'm hooked on. I get hooked on funny things. Some of you remember last summer when I went through a little bent of being hooked on cream soda. It was like a month and a half bender of cream soda. And then I quit drinking soda pop and went back to my iced green tea, which is my normal drink of choice, and did that for the rest of the summer. And then, well, I suppose about a month ago, I saw a vanilla Coke, and it's not diet, so it's the sugar poison, not the fake sugar poison. and I tasted this vanilla Coke, and it was like that first sip of cream soda was. It was like a little bit of slice of heaven, and now I'm stuck on these vanilla Cokes, although I did quit on New Year's and have only had one. This will be the second, so I'll have to curb myself back, because pretty soon, what, in 3 months, we'll see nice weather again? It has been cold here, but one of the reasons I'm running late tonight, and I got on the mic, and it was, your show will start in 5, 4, 3, 2, yikes, I'm so unprepared, was that it was, I don't know, 35 or something, 40 here today. It almost felt balmy. It's been so freaking cold. And so I think that the tomorrow is going to be, quote unquote, nice like today. And so hopefully I'll get out to take some pictures. But we were out running around today and just enjoying being able to be outside without it being painful, which, yay! Oh, Les Paul, good you're there, because I was going to do a whole bunch of homework about music therapy, and I didn't. I'm going to be publicly caned. I didn't do my homework tonight, dang it. But I've got 4 dogs, so I could use the dogs ate my homework excuse, I think. Wow! For those of you out in radio land who don't know, let me take care of a little housekeeping while I've been goofy here. I didn't realize that the commander-in-chief was listening. I thought he was off eating soup, but as she spits. There is a chat room here. Let me start at the beginning of my public service announcements, and then we'll get into some music. Again, my name is Kim Justice. This is Brain Injury Radio. We're on 7 nights a week with many, many great hosts and shows. And all of these live shows are archived for on-demand listening at your leisure in the future. And we have a live chat room that happens when the show is on. And so when you hear me refer to somebody, I'm not hearing voices like some people think. I'm seeing voices, actually, on the chat room in here. And Les Paul knows a lot about music therapy, so hopefully a little bit later he'll pop on with me and tell us his percussion story. And I was talking about the weather, and my co-host tonight, Craig, who... Now I'll make a comment. I've got a request for him in a minute. It says 70-mile-an-hour winds where he is. He's up in the Washington State area, and wow, 70-mile-an-hour winds. That sounds painful, very painful. But no wonder he's eating soup. 70-mile-an-hour wind. God, I wonder what it takes. We're in tornado country here in Middle America. I wonder, God, my husband's a weatherman. Those dogs don't quit barking, I'm going to go in and ask him how fast the winds have to be going to be considered a tornado. 70-mile-an-hour winds, that's rough. I bet if you have any trees, they're like bending over, touching their toes about now. And so, out in radio land, now you know if I'm talking to somebody, it's because I'm seeing them in the chat room. Tonight, if you want to call in, The number is 424-243-9540. I'm even doing so much not doing my homework tonight that I don't have our new number that we're going to be transitioning to. In between soup, if anybody wants to put in, yes, I know we're at braininjuryradio.com. If anybody wants to put in our new number, I'd be happy to read that off too. But in the mean case, folks, I'll quit screwing around someday. I was going to say soon, but I can't promise you that. 424-243-9540, and you can talk to us. And I have a second number for you. You might want to take this down. It's a live number now, and you're free to use that 424 number that the hosts are going to tell you about, but eventually we are going to be transitioning into this new number, and so the sooner, you know, you get that new number in your head, the less shocked you'll be when sometime in the future that 424 number may not be around. That's quite a ways off, so no panic, but the other number is 855-473-3711. Again, 855-473-3711. And you can call in on either one of those numbers to either listen to the show or to make any comments or share our feelings about how music affects you. And Les Paul said, yes, Les, I picked this topic because I had the music and you've got the knowledge about music therapy. So I figured if you were free on Saturday night, between the two of us, and three of us are professional, are un-indie musician, that we could make a discussion about that in between playing music since I didn't do my homework. So I apologize to you for that. But you guys know that a lot of my music is mellow, and I'm going to talk about a lot of other, different music. I just scrolled past myself, but there's a musician, and they're from here in Middle America, but they were in Denver doing a concert last night, and they're on their way to L.A. to do a recording tonight. In fact, they were just they were still in Colorado, and I was teasing them about quote unquote hiking in Colorado. Some of you might have heard that they made, not medicinal, but what's it called? Recreational marijuana is legal apparently in Colorado now. So our state butts up to it. And apparently now just about everybody just going on vacation from Nebraska to Colorado is getting searched. So beware. Colorado might be a fun place to be, but if you're in a surrounding state, they're gunning for you out there on the interstate. So make sure you don't take it with you. Don't pack your lunch bag. This song I'm trying to find by these folks, Screaming Out Loud, they're lost. I loaded these songs and what I'm going to have to do is play something else while I'm looking for it, because it should be in the S's, but I'm not seeing it. Okay. I can see this is going to be fun. Well, in that case, I'm going to really get you. I'm going to play Alien Funk. This is by MK7, and I'm going to tell you a story about them. I don't think you've heard them before. You might have heard them once, but I'm going to tell you a little story about how I met these people, and then I will give you their information, their contact information. Let's see, do we want to hear Alien Funk or Beginnings by them, I wonder? Oh, I will tell you, folks, one of the reasons why you might want to transition over to that 855-473-3711 number is that it is toll-free. So that would be one of your advantages over the 424 number. Why don't we play, let's try Beginnings. I think I did play Alien Funk one time, but this is, I'm in about their website, kind of a long name really nice guys, but kind of a long name if they wanted to make themselves easy to remember. They're called Nanite Technology MK7, and I'll tell you how I met them. Hi, Jenny. No sound. Wow, that was probably better. I was going to tell you I was having trouble with the studio tonight. Sorry about that. I guess I'm having trouble with the operator of the studio as well. I was looking for some songs that I uploaded, and I've got a new artist, and I'm not seeing it in the studio, although it said that it uploaded successfully, but it is not in the place where it would normally be, so I'm not quite sure where it would be. But in any case, that was called Beginnings. I put the website in the chat room. Nanite Technology is the name of this band. And if you happen to be on Facebook already, it's, of course, facebook.com/MK7 is their Facebook page. And, okay, I got a suggestion. Thank God, we've got people out there who are helpful, and hopefully that will help, because that would make me sad. In fact, instead of being sad, I'm going to be glad for a minute. I found something I was going to use before once on another show, so since people were helping me, it said the script may be busy. I can stop the script now, or I can continue. Should I continue or stop? Oh, co-host. Unresponsive script is what it's saying. But anyway, friendship is what I was talking about. Jenny told me that my mic was muted, and for those of you who are new to Brain Injury Radio and have not met me yet, thank you. Have not met me yet, then you'll know there's a couple of things that the regulars do know about me. Well, there's probably a lot of things the regulars know about me at this point, but in any case, one of the things they know about me for sure is that I have a tendency to mute my mic. So when I'm making noise or some noise is going on around me, I try to give you some quality control and I mute my mic, but then I forget. And the other thing that I know a lot of the rest of you go through out there in the audience is forgetting things. And so sometimes I can be on a train of thought, and then I say something shiny when I just totally forget what I was talking about. Yeah, and then there's a third thing that one of our beloved regulars and helpers brought up, and I guess that would be a third thing that the regulars know about me, and that's my teapot. I drink a lot of, as I mentioned earlier, my drink of choice is green tea, whether it's iced or hot, and I have a tendency to put the kettle on and then forget, and it starts screaming real loud. Oh, God, they're giving lists, the regulars. My puppy, we have four dogs. Libby's the puppy, Libby barking, yes. Earlier it was Mario barking. Now they're telling stories on me out there. Okay, so I'll tell you, true friendship can afford true knowledge. It does not depend on darkness and ignorance. On Henry David Thoreau. And it is more shameful to distrust our friends than to be deceived by them, by Confucius. So we'll talk a little bit about everything tonight. I got some quotes on friendship, and I appreciate my friends that tell me my mic isn't on and tell me to refresh the page, and maybe I'll find those songs that I uploaded earlier. But in the meantime, what I'm going to do is play you a different song by Francis Jones and the Saviors, one you haven't heard before. So we've got some new songs from some of our regular artists, and then I have some new artists if I can find them. So while I go look for them, and tonight, Jenny, I'm not having tea yet, although it's a three-hour show. I bet I will later, and I'm not going to be redundant for the people who got here on time, but I'm having a mini bender on vanilla Coke right now. As a rule, I don't. I had cream soda fever in the summertime for about a month and a half, and now I've got this vanilla Coke thing going on. So you just gotta watch me. And this is full of sugar, and we're gonna give me sugar at this time of night. I'm gonna have to find that new guy that I uploaded in a minute. let you guys hear a little, oh, says another user is logged in, so I'm disconnected. I can tell this is going to be a fun night tonight, you guys. That's good. Jenny, you just keep telling secrets on me, and I'm going to keep getting bumped off the board and muting my mic, and let's just see what kind of a party we can have tonight. Get out those hats if you still have them from Thanksgiving, from New Year's Eve, or one of those blowers. Get those babies out. We're going to party tonight.
All right, we're going to do this shit.
I'm a pet, I said, soon as long, so it wasn't right. Now I'm a bloody mess in this freedom fight. Good knees and easy eyes. Some whiskey for the cold nights, some cold nights, you the lovers, shy, shy. Not to notice the beauty shot. Got no grace between the lines. And it's something that used to be free. So it wasn't hard. On the other nights when we became strangers, when the freedom of love was far, we would shine on others, trying not to go back to our star. And it's something that used to be free, but now it has a scar. These eyes would like to see where I'd be if I was wrong. Be with you.
Jones and the Saviors. But once again, I had operator error. I told you I was going to play his operator error old eyes, we'll call that one. I think I'll name each of my operator errors tonight. I did refresh. Holy moly. Well, if anything else, you'll get a free song, Craig. Okay, I'm going to try refreshing again. I got the brain. I got the brain back. No. I got the chat room back. And I'm going to continue once again. Remember I said I refreshed before and it said it may be busy or stop responding. I hit continue. Says I'm on air. Can you guys hear me? Yes? Hear me? To the brain injury, regular one that I usually send to Gmail, Craiger. Craig, good. So you guys can hear me. And yes, please roll your eyes. That was terrible. It was bad eyes. I Want to Be With You is right above the new song I added to theirs that showed up. Man, I'm just going to bang my head on the wall tonight. You know, usually I'm prepared, anally prepared sometimes, and not the case tonight. I am a brain case tonight. So I'm going to play you a new song by somebody you guys all love, and I know there's a couple of those people, but I know, funny, she's laughing so hard she's crying. This is a new selection I have by our own Leah West. We all love her. You can check her out at LEAHWEST.com. LeahWest.com is her website. Or if you're on Facebook, of course, you're already on Facebook.com/LeahWest. And I always use one of her songs as my outro, but I have a new song that you guys haven't heard tonight, and I promise I'm actually going to get that one and not play you one of our standards. But here is Speechless by Leah West. ever have that problem. But that was Leah West with Speechless. And isn't she great? Somebody in the chat room said angelic. And like I said, she was the first indie artist I ever met. And one of her songs became the trailer, a portion of her song became a trailer for my book. And she was, like I say, the first indie I met, and didn't know that I was going to be meeting a lot of others in the future, that I was going to be a radio host, and that I would have a three-hour show, and the second half of my show would be indie musicians, and I'd meet a whole bunch of them. But Leah was the first, and she's just an angel. She lives up in Canada, and in fact, she just got married recently. And so if any of you want to, I put her Facebook link in there. If any of you want to say you were just listening to her on Brain Injury Radio, or and or congratulations on your new marriage. They look like a really happy couple. And so we congratulate Leah and thank her for letting me use her music all this time. She's really, really a sweet gal. I've gotten to talk to her a few times. The next song I'm going to play, and then I'm going to refresh and have you guys put on your crash helmets for something I never play, but I'm going to let Craig have it. but not the, gosh, I probably shouldn't play this one and then that one. It's, well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a different one than I thought. And then maybe Craig will have had time. I uploaded some new music and it looks like one of them didn't make it. That one did, obviously. Speechless and the new one by Francis Jones. And so I see that several of the new songs made it up, but the one I was looking for didn't. And so I had Gary email it from my computer to Craig, and he's going to try to upload that for me. So I'm going to give him time to do it, and then I'll refresh, see if I can lose my board again, and see if I can find the lost song again. And but in the meantime, some of you guys heard me the other night talking about a fellow when I was on the hunt for these indie musicians. I was listening everywhere, you know, that I could find music, and I found this one guy. And oh, so we'll play the YouTube game. If any of you are on YouTube, you know, YouTube. Go to YouTube if you have the capability of doing that, and you might enjoy it playing this. In fact, you might want to keep your YouTube window open because we have a couple musicians that if you would like to, you can watch their videos while you're hearing their song. But this one, when you go to YouTube, what you type in the search window up at the top is Rescue, R-E-S-C-U-E, Spark, S-P-A-R-K, Out, O-U-T. So three words, Rescue, Spark, Out. And it will take you to the video. I'm talking slow to give you a chance to get there, for those of you that are going to, and you can hear Rescue. But in any case, when I got his permission to play his songs, and there's two videos on YouTube where you went, the other night I played You're My Star, and I love that song. I love the piano. I love him. And I went to his Facebook page to thank him, and his stuff was all in a foreign language. I'm like, huh? So I look up there real close, and I see that I recognize that it's Italian. And I kind of start laughing, and then I read the bio on him, and I won't tell you his last name, but his first name is Vincenzo. I like to say that. I'll probably say that a few times. That's kind of like I love to say my one dog's name, Mario. Okay, this was Vincenzo. But anyway, he's like in Tuscany or somewhere. And so isn't it amazing, the internet highway? I'm thinking, anyway, I had no idea when I found this guy's music and really liked it that that's where he was. But he gave me enough English in the form of a release from his agent that they have our blessings in me playing his songs. But yeah, from near and far, here we are. Sometime I should have him call in, although I don't think he speaks English. And we were talking about that too the other night, and I forgot what the answer was, but I was asking you guys about how some people can speak, I mean, sing clearly in English when they really don't speak the language very much, as far as conversationally, but yet you hear them sing a song, and you might not catch the fact that English isn't their first language. But in any case, now you've had a time. You see, now I'm speaking Italian. That if you were going to YouTube, you would have. And so this is Rescue with Spark Out.
Found the key.
Wow, that's really interesting. The song is still, it's a 4-minute song, and it's still ticking away at 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So, that's interesting. I wonder how long you guys really heard and what I should do. I'm going to turn it off. Okay, good. All right, we're back. And I don't know. Maybe that I wasn't meant to hear that song tonight because I'm having great, good. You could probably tell by the video if you were watching it, but that's pretty cool. If any of you did go to YouTube and you're still there, I think what I might do for convenience sake, just so you don't have to keep that tab open if you don't want to, is move on to somebody that you guys have all liked a lot. And every time I have a veteran on, I play this song, and I always want to thank the members of our armed services for their sacrifices for our country. And but this song is, and this song is dedicated to them. If you are on your YouTube, we're going to do three words again, separate words, Chris, C-H-R-I-S, space, Dukes, D-U-K-E-S. Next word, heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S. And while he is, you'll see from the video that this does go out to our service members, we all have a lot of heroes, not a lot, but at least in our life, we probably have one or two people that we look at as our heroes. And maybe when we're discussing in a little while, if we remember, we can talk about, if it comes to the top of your mind, maybe who some of your heroes have been in your life. And again, I will get Les Paul in here a little bit later to tell about that. He's telling about the music therapy instruments, and so we'll talk about that. And, oh, you know what? Geez, I'm finding all these other new songs that I uploaded, so that's cool. It's just this one song that seems to be lost in space. And now Craig will get to listen to it by himself because I emailed it to him. But in any case, Chris Duke's Heroes. This is a heartfelt video and song, and to see both of them together, if you can, do. If you can't do it right now, then make sure that you do later. It's really worth seeing. I've posted this a number of times on my Facebook pages as well as Brain Injury Radio, but I will put his contact information in the chat room, and I'll put his... Okay, I'm going to go check on that, Craig, because I'm pretty sure that he did it. So I'll do it again while this is on. But this is Chris Dukes and Heroes. Enjoy the video. It's really good. Thank you.
against the cold. My hero can always know.
Yeah, hopefully some of you were watching that video. That is, and I know I told you I would type him in, and I will do that, but I ran back to do something else. And no, Jenny, it had nothing to do with that accomplishment that you did that you're welcome to tell us about in a little while. But that was Chris Duke's Heroes. And if you're on Facebook already, of course, you're already on Facebook.com/ Chris Duke's Band, D-U-K-E-S, Chris Duke's Band. Or his website is chrisdukesband.com. So I'm going to go ahead really quick, see how fast I can type making a boo-boo, and tell you again, chrisdukesband.com. And I actually talked to him. Well, not talked, but on the Facebook, I talked to him earlier, and you guys could really freak him out a little bit. Tell him you're listening to him on Brain Injury Radio, and I think it's Chris Duke's Band on Facebook. Sorry, you guys. Let me do that again for you. He's home with his family tonight. He's been out doing some touring and gets to be home with his family tonight, and they were going to be playing cards. And it wasn't a game that I recognized, and so I can't remember what it was. But he's home with his family tonight, enjoying the evening. And if you want to go to Facebook and tell him whatever, thank you for letting us listen to his music on Brain Injury Radio, or just heard Heroes with Kim. Thanks. Hope you're winning the card game. Something like that. I'm sure he would enjoy hearing it. All of our musicians that were kind enough to let us play the music on the show, I'm sure they appreciate knowing that we enjoy it. I was talking a little bit earlier about friends and had a page of quotes here about friends, and sometimes our heroes are friends. Sometimes they're not. A lot of us have talked on the show about when we had our brain injuries and the surprise we had at sometimes finding out that people we thought were our closest friends didn't really turn out to be our friends at all, and people that, we probably hadn't necessarily thought of as close friends wound up being the ones who were there for us. And world never ceases to be full of surprises, does it? And then we have friends that we try to help, do things. And I know sometimes I'm guilty of that, but the fact is not everybody wants our help. I've had people want to help me before, and sometimes I've been stubborn and wanted to figure it out myself, or I'll deal with this myself, and I'll put on my Wonder Woman cloak again and forget, that I'm just human, and think I can go out with that kryptonite. What's that called? Kryptonite. Holy moly. I've either had too much or not enough of this sugar in the vanilla Coke yet, but this quote resonated with me because I've been on both sides of this one. But this is by Octavia Butler. Sometimes being a friend means mastering the art of timing. There is a time for silence, a time to let go and allow people to hurt themselves into their own destiny, and a time to prepare to pick up the pieces when it's all over. I thought that was a pretty good one. Pretty good one. So I think I'm going to go on and play you one that you haven't heard. You guys are all familiar with Daniel Christian. I play him a lot. One of the songs, oh gosh, there's a couple of them on here that are new from Dan. One of them I play a lot that you guys would probably remember is Find My Voice. And I've never heard anybody say they didn't like that song. It's a wonderful song. And another one I play of his a lot is called Picture Me. But I picked up a couple of new songs of his tonight, and one of them is pretty short, and I thought he was kind of kidding when he first played it, but when you really listen to it and you think about it, you know, one time I looked up the difference, and don't quote me now, God, I bet it's been 10 years ago, but I looked up the difference between a dandelion, a weed, and a flower. Because there's some things that are weeds, and I think what precipitated that is I was on a walk with a friend, and we were going through a field, and there were some of those little things. I forget if they look like little bells, kind of like Lily of the Valley, but it wasn't that, or little purple flowers. But I said, aren't those pretty flowers? And she said, those are a weed. And I said, well, what's the difference between a weed and a flower if it, you know, if it looks pretty, you know? And I think I looked it up in the dictionary, the difference between a weed and a flower. And like I said, I can't quote you exactly because it's been a long time. I'm surprised I remember any of this. But what it was something like a flower in an undesired place. And that makes it a weed. So I was kind of thinking of us and people first and how sometimes, you know, we were in our original skin, our original way of functioning, and maybe felt part of, maybe didn't even feel part of back then. But we, a lot of us, felt like weeds more than flowers right after our brain injury, because I know I felt like I didn't belong anymore in the garden. You know, now I was one of those pesky weeds in the middle of a garden of beautiful flowers. And I think this is a little bit what Dan Christian had in mind when he wrote this short song, but poignant words, called Dandelion.
I am a dandelion, unwelcome in this field, a blemish on the landscape not easily concealed. Dandelion, and I can only stand until I meet the tiller's wheel. I am a dandelion, planted in the dirt, and gardeners are known to burn the greens of little words. Dandelion, a nuisance ever soiled by the curse within the earth. Each of us has felt unwanted, drifting like a solitary seed. There are those who would pollute us, poison and uproot us, but to someone we are beautiful indeed. I am a dandelion, but not the weed you're thinking of. 'Cause I look like a flower when you see me from above. Dandelion, reaching up to heaven, following the sun. I look like a flower when you see me from above.
Wow, this clock is really amazing because that song is 2 minutes and 2 seconds and it played for a minute 51 and that was the whole song. So this is a trippy party in the studio and I see I lost some people while I was screwing around in the chat room there. Yeah, I know Les Paul, it's actually playing the whole song but you can't really gauge it because the time is off on it. The song is playing beautifully, and I'm for that, thank you, God. I'm grateful. But it's funny, like I said, it's a 2 minute and 2 second song, and I think it is playing out the whole song, but the timer in the studio is kind of broken because it ended it on a minute 51, but it was, in fact, the entire 2 minute and 2 second song, and that happened on the last one. So you never cease to have a new issue in our studio, do you? No. I know. It's just trying to trick me. You know, since we're on Dan and that was a short song, and boy, I found that relatable. Didn't you guys? He says in the beginning, a dandelion, a blemish in the field, and that's what I felt like right after my brain injury. But someone will find me beautiful, he says, when you're looking from above. And I think, you know, that's what we find as we go down the road and keep the faith and take our positive action in recovery is that we do find friends, people that can meet us where we're at and accept us, and they're there to have our back. And then we don't feel so much like a dandelion. Then that dandelion becomes a flower and not that terrible weed that you just can't get rid of. One year, I actually let a patch. We put weed killer down, but I left a patch open, and it was sometime shortly after. I'm goofy like that. Shortly after I read that quote, because I wanted to have a pristine green yard with my couple manicured gardens I have with all my perennials, my irises and my peonies and my lilies of the valley and all of the flowers that I have growing in my garden. But I wanted to leave this one corner of our grass, and sure enough, dandelions popped up all over the place back there. And I was amused that summer because it looked like a little slab of yellow carpet back in the corner of our perfectly green lawn, and it didn't look like weeds when they were all together filling that space. And he says from above, but I was at a distance, a little over a half acre away looking out at that corner, and it didn't look like one pesky dandelion ruining the landscape of the huge green lawn. It looked like a patch of solid yellow flowers that complemented the green lawn really well. So I think that we can live together, even if we feel differences, that we can still live side by side and both sides be beautiful, even though they're different, right? I'm going to play one more song by Dan since I'm in his section, and it's another new one you guys have never heard before, and it's called Remember.
Has it always been inside? This discovery was the breaking of my pride. No apologies for finding out what I believe. But I'm sorry, you had to be the one. words they march like soldiers to fight our holy war. Danger drawing closer. What are we fighting for? I'm sorry that I did not obey. When I went to draw my weapon and my Lord said, throw that sword away, I vista. Who knows what's in store? The Broadway and Tecumseh never felt like this before. But I keep holding on. God, don't let me go. I remember.
Christian. Again, I typed it in the chat, but it's DanielChristianMusic.com, or if you're on Facebook, Daniel Christian Music, and you might tell him that you like his dandelion. He's just really had some wonderful songs. I love to go hear Dan play. I think I told you guys before he was a school teacher prior to becoming a full-time musician. He's not on a label, but he is making enough CDs and doing enough concerts that he's making a living full-time at being a musician. So way to go, Dan. Lots of really good songs out of him, and I love his voice. And so tonight I thought I'd share a couple of new songs with you, and those were two of them, Remember and Dandelion. So that's pretty awesome. And cool. I wonder if I'll have to reset. The Chief in Honor says, in fact, what I'm going to do, I do have a mic. We will take breaks from me and continue to play great music as we go, but we'll break it up with some stories in between. We talked about friendship. We talked about well, I didn't say the word perception, but flower, dandelion, fitting, not fitting, coexisting in harmony, even though we're different. And somehow we're going to tie this person's comment to that. Jenny, how are you doing tonight? A handyman you are now.
Yeah, hi, Kim.
Hi, Jen. What's up with you?
Well, I'm just really excited because as a brain injury survivor, any kind of a new accomplishment is like a huge adrenaline rush. And this is so odd and seems so trivial. But for the last year, I've had a toilet seat that was loose, and I would keep being scared that it would fall. I always had a fear of, I'm going to fall in. And so last night before last, I went in and I was sitting on the potty. This is very personal. That's why it's, you know, it's funny, but personal. But I figured, you know, I've got to
We all
anyway.
Sit on him.
Everybody, it's personal,
but we all do it.
Yeah, and everybody relates to personal. And so I share the good, the bad, the ugly, and sometimes the really silly. But I was sitting on the potty, and I was staring at this wall that has red. It's a reddish, deep color, and it just left me think. And I went on a brain injury journey.
Oh.
And I was imagining taking the toilet seat off somehow and getting a drill from my basement and drilling holes just a little bit in the bottom and then taking Gorilla Glue and putting bolts in them upside down and putting them through the ceramic. And then I thought to myself, well, what if it is there any holes in the ceramic? And I looked and I realized the bolts were just loose. That's why I'd been loose all this time. And what really, really tickled me is my dad was married and has many children and has been coming here for over a year sitting in this loose toilet seat, and he is not a brain injury survivor. He has even warned me and has warned me about getting caught in a toilet seat that was loose. And he didn't even think to check the bolts. It took a brain injury journey to figure this out on my own.
So you fixed it?
I fixed it. Solid. I get to check off my fear of falling in. I don't need a life vest anymore.
Wow. That's great. I don't even know that I could do that.
It took a really weird, winding journey for my brain to come to the thought of even checking.
Wow.
It was wild.
That's amazing. I've been on a loose toilet seat before. Like I said, I mean, yeah, it's kind of odd subject matter, but we all do it. I've been on a loose seat before, and I think I moved. I didn't know how to tighten that up. But I mean, there's those round deals, so it's not like your regular wrench, is it, or whatever that thing, pliers or whatever it's called.
Does a cap come off the end or something? No, it's just a bolt. You just screw it back on. But what I wanted to share, and this is very important for survivors and caregivers. Anybody that knows a survivor, if you see a survivor go into a major adrenaline rush or feeling really, really good about doing something, stick by their side, because after the high will come the low a lot of times. I was very, very blessed this time and the last time this happened when I had an adrenaline rush. I had somebody immediately on Skype or somebody that came to be with me. So that I could talk about what had happened, and even though I was laughing, immediately after the tears started rolling down my face. If I had not had somebody there when the low hit after the high, I would not have found my balance again. It really would have rocked me, so I just want everybody to be really aware of this. It's very, very, very serious, and I've had it happen many times, and that's why I wanted to say this.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. Well, that was good for you. Good for you. I think it's great when you, you know, when you are able, like you said, to have a new accomplishment. Everything that we do like that, that we attempt and accomplish, I think is a brick in the wall of building new self-esteem. You know, it pumps up our confidence and builds up our self-esteem, and we feel that sense of accomplishment instead of just being annoyed about it all the time or frustrated about it. And that's focusing on the solution and not the problem. And I think that's great. And sometimes, you know, now in this case, like you said, you figured it out on your own and went out on a journey. And last night, Les Paul and I were talking, and he's been having a computer issue for, I don't know, at least a month, and it's been driving him crazy trying to find the answer to this thing. And just as we were talking about it, and we've even talked about it before in the last month, because it's been a big issue weighing heavy on his mind because it's his good computer. And I'll be darned, we were talking about it for a little while, and all of a sudden I told him something that that Gary tells me when a similar thing happens to my screen. It's almost like a clear film is over it. You can see, you know, the screen behind it, but your cursor just keeps going in a circle, and so you can't do anything. And Les was having a similar brightness issue on his computer, and we talked about it, and he said something that triggered something in my mind. And I repeated back a reprimand I've gotten from Gary a couple times about running too many programs at once. And ultimately, it wasn't exactly that, but that little breadcrumb that I dropped out triggered something in Les Paul's mind that made him go right to the problem and fix it in 2 seconds flat. And it's been something that's been plaguing him like your loose toilet seat. And, you know, in this case, you reasoned through it yourself and found the solution and were determined, you know, to find the solution instead of living in the problem. And in Les Paul's case, we've been talking about it for quite a while, but it wasn't until he said some key thing that made me remember a key thing that led to the key thing that was ultimately the solution to his problem. And so now, even though you figured out that journey on your own, the next time one of us says, "Dang, I sat down on my toilet seat and the thing is so shaky and loose, I got this fear I'm going to fall in. I got to hold on to the sink for dear life or the bathtub or whatever, you know, to be able to potty without fear." And you're going to be able to tell them how to do it. And, you know, that's what friends do. And it not only empowers you, but then that new knowledge you're able to pass on to others, and it helps them find solutions for their problems. And that's kind of how it goes around, I think. So that is very awesome. And I'm so glad that you shared it.
I would love to also share something I helped somebody, another survivor, with today. This survivor is going in for some rest and some testing in a psychiatric facility. And she was very anxious, and I told her about when I was in lockdown, which was really, really scary. And I told her, I said, "It's like a vacation." I said, "You won't have to do anything. They cook, they clean, they do everything. And you get a buzzer that you can call them anytime you want. And they usually have an activity room. So just use it as a vacation." I told her to take a stuffed animal or a favorite pillow to hug and maybe some favorite music. And she totally relaxed and felt so much better because she didn't realize she was afraid. And I told her, and they can even, because there's a lot of noise in the hallway because they're rushing back and forth to help people and they're answering phones and they're answering buzzers. So you can actually ask them to leave the door cracked so that you don't have the noise coming in, so you have some peace and quiet. And all of a sudden, she calmed down and felt so relaxed because it's been 2 days.
Wow. So she didn't get to stay there for the whole length of her insurance?
She's going in 2 days, and she'll be there for 3 days.
Oh, okay. So she's not nervous about it anymore. You calmed her fears about going. That's really good, because the thought of that can be very scary when you go in and hear the door close, and wonder if it's ever going to open again. I've been down that road, and that can be a pretty scary and intimidating thing. So that was a great friend to offer her that. And I think music, especially since we're on, we're talking about music and music being therapeutic, I think that that's going to help calm her. She's going to take songs that she'll find calming or agreeable to her in any case. And so if she finds herself from therapy or some other experience in there feeling out of sorts, I think that music is going to be therapeutic, but mostly the words that were delivered from a caring friend, someone who cared enough to take the time to give her those suggestions. So I applaud you on that.
Well, the reason, and I told her specifically, if you bring something from home, a favorite stuffed animal to hug, a favorite pillow, or some music, it gives you a sense of, even though you're away from home, you get the security of feeling home.
Yeah. I think that's great. That's really great. You know, one of the experiences I remember, while we're sharing personal stuff we don't want anyone to know, when I had that little R&R you're talking about, I remember we were having aggression therapy, and they locked us in a room with a block of wood and a hammer. And yeah,
all of that.
I know. They came back, and there was a pile of toothpicks up to the ceiling.
I would have been making art with it.
Yeah, I made art, all right. I was swinging that hammer like a lumberjack, and at the end of it, that big block of wood was a stack of toothpicks. By God, they had enough toothpicks to stack. Of course, you can't have sharp things in those places, so I was going to say to stock the lunchroom, but no, not the case. They have a tendency to poke people's eyes out with the toothpicks and, have you ever tried to slit your wrists with a toothpick before? I don't think that probably works, but, it's probably not beyond people at the jitter joint, or as I affectionately call it, the macadamia nut farm. I've got all kinds of fun names, and I don't do that in poking fun. When it's something I've experienced myself, it's poking fun at me. It's not poking fun at others. But, I could definitely relate to the names I was making up in my spare time when I was medicated, like Jitter Joint, Macadamia Nut Farm. There was all kinds of fun names for those little R&R places. But, that's what you get when they make your organic physical brain injury into a mental problem, because you get a lot of toothpicks. Yeah, go out. Everyone buy your toothpicks, or just go out in your garage if you have one with a block of wood and a hammer, make you some toothpicks, and, that's going to solve the world problem. And then line up for your meds and relax because of all that hard work and aggression therapy.
Exactly. I think that's funny as can be. Now, I wanted to switch, if you don't mind, because I know Les Paul wants to probably get on because you're doing music tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned music heroes, and that made me a flash of a memory because I don't know musicians, because I don't remember my past. It brought a flash of memory, and I just remember little flash memories of it. I don't remember the whole thing. But my hero is Garth Brooks, and I'll explain why. He did a live recording album called Double Live. I was in the audience when they were recording.
Wow.
I traveled two states and spent $500 to get three seats at that dang concert.
Wow. I saw Garth Brooks, not like you for the album, but I did see Garth Brooks here in concert once. He really puts on a good concert, and that must have been really exciting to be there when they were cutting a live album.
Well, what was even more exciting is during the concert, he had his mom and his dad come out on stage and introduce themselves. It was awesome. I remember that part. That I do remember.
Aww.
I don't remember
sweet.
My husband. I know he was there with me, but I don't remember him. But I remember Garth Brooks and his mom and dad.
Well, exes have a chance to, yeah, they have a tendency to fade a little, but yeah, seeing Garth Brooks and his parents was something else. Yeah, I can see why that was real memorable. So that's very cool. Thanks for sharing that story. I think that's really fun, you know, when you get to do that. And I got to do that with, some of you probably aren't old enough, but there was a band called War back in the day, and they sang a song, War, huh, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Well, okay. So
yeah,
you
I
might
remember.
Not recognize that. Oh, okay. Well, they came into a shop. They were doing a concert in our town. Oh, good. And they had a limited edition album. I don't really know what the deal was with it, but the album was blue. The whole album was blue instead of black, and they only had a limited amount of them. And I was working in a retail shop, and one of the band members came in, and we visited for a little while, and he wound up signing and giving me one of those limited edition recordings, and I thought that was pretty cool. And then I've talked on here about the time that I broke into Alice Cooper's tour bus. When he was here in concert, and I didn't get to meet Alice, but I met some of his roadies, and when I talked to Alice Cooper for 1 second, I was actually talking to his producer, and Alice happened to be sitting with him in the studio. They were recording, and it was around Christmas when I was getting that annual Alice Cooper's Christmas Pudding album, and they told me it was okay if I played a couple of songs over the holidays, which I did, and I talked to Alice Cooper for about one moment, and I don't think I shared with him that I broke into his bus when it was at the Marriott here somewhere in Middle America many years ago. Didn't do any harm, but we did meet his roadies and wind up going and partying with them a little bit. So that was a good time. And then who was the ones who sang Amy, What You Gonna Do? I didn't really love that band. Pure Prairie League. I met them in Snowmass, Colorado, and partied with them back 20, 30 years ago. So just a few brushes with people like that. But people like that. Heck, our leader in chief is people like that. So they put on their pants like everybody else and are just as much in nutcases as we are sometimes. But boy, they got a way of expressing it that is not only hopefully cathartic to the musician, but is definitely that way for the audience. You know, people can relate on a lot of different levels, whether it's just entertainment, bringing out joy. When Leah West was playing earlier, you said you were a Southern girl, and she's got that kind of a thing going on in her voice, and that was really relatable for you. And when I first heard Daniel Christian sing Find My Voice, I have the same kind of feeling that I got when I heard a song of Craig's that was called something like, Can Anybody Hear Me? I'm always getting his song wrong by a word, but anyway, it was the same kind of a thing, you know, Find My Voice, Can Anybody Hear Me? It's all about transition and change in people's life, and I think whether you're the musician, you know, expelling your demons like an exorcism as you're writing these songs and performing them, or finding your bliss and connecting with your higher power as you're writing the songs, depending, you know, on where you're at that time. Same thing for the audience. You know, the audience is the recipient of those efforts, and there's always some identification involved and some relatability, and it elicits emotions in people. And I find that those are usually emotions that when they resurface, because the music is a conduit, is that that's something that needs to be dealt with or looked at, not necessarily hung on to or dissected or anything that deep, but maybe something that needs to be looked at. If there's a song I haven't heard in a long time and it'll elicit an emotion in me, like maybe tears down my face when I listen to the song, and I've heard it a bunch of times over my life and I never remembered it doing that before, you know, I wasn't in that place in my head and my heart those times when I heard the song. But for some reason, at that moment, I needed to look at, you know, why I was reacting that way to that kind of music and to that particular song, whatever it was. And so that's why I think music can be very healing if we, it's in our attitude, whether it's healing or whether it's destructive. But, you know, if we have, I think music is a great tool of recovery, just like any other tool. It's got to be wielded the right way to lead you toward recovery and not take you backwards to a place of darkness. Recovery is all about moving into the light and moving forward and not feeling stuck or going backward. And so, you know, one of the things that I've done lately, I've got very eclectic taste in music, as you guys can tell. I think I've got every genre known to man. And Jenny, if I can park you for just 1 minute, I'm going to warn you to step back from your headsets a little bit. And Craig, if you'll prepare, Craig's going to help me. I never did find the song, but he did find it, and he's going to help me play it. But one of our new musicians, and you guys have never heard me play this, most of my music is thoughtful and a little more gentle in its approach. And I'm going to call this song a little more active and tell you that Les Paul, if you still have your headache, you might want to step back. And Jenny, you might want to step back. Craig, move closer to your mic. I mean, your headset. And but hey, if you can get past that and then move back forward, you're going to want to do some major chair dancing.
Separate myself from the world that I know.
Separate myself from the world that I know.
Do not be, you hate me, but you can't.
Okay, you don't hear very much out of me like that, but that was Screaming for Silence. And the song was called, one word. Okay, let's do like password. Scream. The song was called Scream. God, surprise, surprise. Yeah, Les Paul, I kind of liked it too. And don't worry, Jenny, we only have one selection. But I got to tell you, if you look these guys up, oh God, I say I did the Facebook thing wrong. It's Screaming for Silence. I'm sorry. I'm going to retype that in there. And you've got him on Reverb Nation where you can hear some of his other songs. But this is the guy who, Zeb Christensen, is his name. Actually, let me grab my page of notes here. Screaming for Silence. I put reverbnation.com/screamingforsilence. And then, of course, on Facebook, there's facebook.com/screamingforsilence. And Zeb Christensen is this guy's name. And it just goes to show, like with us, you can't judge a book by its cover. Because I looked at you, I looked at this band, and, you know, one of them has really tall, spiky hair, and, you know, they're a metal band, and, you know, they were tattooed and gelled up accordingly, and I thought, meh. And then I listened to a couple of songs, and I liked the beat, you know, it's not, anyway, I liked the beat. And I thought about the word screaming for silence, and I could relate to that. And so I had occasion to talk to Zeb after we had hooked up, and he's so nice, just such a nice guy. And again, he was really down with what we're doing. And like I said, these are the guys that were performing in Denver last night. They're on their way to record in LA as we speak. They're on their way out of Colorado and heading toward LA. And this fella was the nicest guy. And one of the musicians, totally unrelated band, but similar type of music and so forth. You know, I had tried to contact them, and I, frankly, in that person's case, I wasn't all that interested, but I tried to contact him, and that guy didn't get around to me for a while, and then when he did, he was kind of a smarty pants, and so, you know, like a lot of us do, we make judgments, even if we're good people, and we try not to do that. We're human beings, and we make judgments. And I made a judgment. And then it was only a couple days later, and I saw the picture of Screaming for Silence, and I thought, yeah, I probably shouldn't bother contacting them. I'm probably going to get the same drill. And I wind up talking to the lead singer, Zeb, and he is just a doll, just the most polite, sweet, pierced, tattooed, gelled up haired guy, but he's been so kind. And tonight I told him I've had these songs for a little while, but the holidays came, and so I didn't upload them because I was doing holiday music, and I just was kind of late on the draw. And so I sent him a note tonight and said I'm going to play one of your songs tonight, and thanks again for letting me use it. And he responded right away, and anyway, just a very nice guy. So if you like metal music, it sounds like these guys are going places, so you might want to check them out. Again, that was facebook.com/screamingforsilence. And again, I'll put that in for those of you that like to just click from the chat room and make it a little easier. And since it is his very first time on our show, it might be nice to thank him. Again, I think the musicians probably appreciate that their hard work is being heard and around the country, and that we like it. So I will spell right this time. My fingers are kind of cold, I guess. You know, even though it was a balmy 40 in the daytime, you know, that's what, from 2 to 4 in the afternoon when it's winter and you have a quote-unquote nice day. Then as the sun goes down, yikes, it's cold again. Craig mentioned earlier that he was having 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts. So up in the Pacific Northwest, it's cold. Somewhere here in Middle America, it's cold. And I saw a map somewhere during the week that said it was unseasonably cold in a lot of places around the country. And poor Les the other night is in a warm place in South Carolina, and he doesn't have the appropriate cold weather gear like we are, who are used to it, do, and walked out and had drilling pain when he took Bandit out to potty in that cold, windy weather. And I think it was Allie who was on the show that night, brought up for the first time, and I know the sensation all too well. I have for almost 20 years, but what she said was the metal in our head acting as a conductor. That resonated with me when she said that, because extreme heat or extreme cold or extreme pressure, I suppose, have a reaction with certain kinds of metals in your head. And for me and Les Paul, at least, and we're not terminally unique, there must be lots of other people out there with the same kind of deals, that weather can really wreak havoc with you. And tonight is it's cold again, you know, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow, you know, and luckily I'm a night owl, so I don't get up too late. I don't get up too early is what I meant to say, because I'm up pretty late, and by the time I get cleaned up and get out the door, I'm in that, you know, 2 or 3 hour window of when the weather is kind of decent. And so I'm looking forward to that, because it's been so cold and there's a ways left here for winter. So I hope it chills. No, I didn't mean that. I was going to say chills out at your place a little, Craig, but I didn't mean that. I meant I hope it gets warmer at your place, Les Paul, and that you get to run, not walk, to your nearest. And I'm not going to say the name of that store, because first of all, they hurt you, and second of all, I just don't approve of that store. But go to a nice, independently owned hometown store and buy yourself a stocking cap and a neck scarf and maybe even some gloves, because if it only even happens once or twice a year, I know that the pain can be excruciating from a girl who has it, you know, 3 or 4 months a year. Actually, probably 6 months a year when you take into the extreme heat and the extreme cold. So I am definitely a spring-fall person and have some real difficulties in winter and summer, and I never did before my brain injury. And, you know, I was in my therapist the other day, and I was talking about that, and I said it just I said what I say to you guys all the time, and that's I've learned more in the last year and a half on Brain Injury Radio than the 17 years before that since my brain injury, and certainly more from survivors than I ever have a medical professional. And I told her about the other people that were saying the same things that I have been trying to say to the medical profession for years about that dynamic I just told you about, and that they looked at me cross-eyed like I was some kind of a nutcase, and that's how I wound up at a therapist. And, you know, that wasn't a mental problem in the beginning. Now, you know, where the mental side of it might come up in these circumstances is when nobody believes you, and you're never validated, and you're completely isolated, and you're not talking to other survivors, hearing that the same kind of things are going on in their life, you know, then you know that you're not crazy. But I tell you, you know, you are a half-baked potato by the time you make it to the therapist, once you've worked to the ropes of all the traditional medical professionals and been pelted with pills. And the pills don't help, do they, when you walk out and it's 70 mile-an-hour wind chills and cold weather, or it's 102 degrees in the shade with the bright sun, or the barometric pressure's taking a big jump. None of those pills that you take, you know, are affected by that, do they? They don't control the weather, and so they don't control your symptoms either, and they certainly don't address a cause. I might mention to you that on Wednesday night, and I'm sorry I don't have his name in front of me, but I have an Israeli doctor coming on the show, and they're working on, did you know that there isn't a drug specific to TBI? There's a lot of drugs that they throw this direction that are used to treat other things, and they pass them by people with TBIs, but there's no actual drug just made for TBIs. And it's pretty technical. I'm going to hope that he can tone it down so that we can all understand, and he's got a pretty good accent, so we're going to have to listen careful, and he's going to have to talk slow. But I have heard from people on here that Israel is ahead of us in a lot of ways in their technology and medical technology and what they're doing and the things that they're trying. And so I thought it would be interesting when I connected with this doctor to have him come and talk to us. And one of his premises is that a lot of drugs only hit one aspect of a problem, and that traumatic brain injury incorporates, and he's got a graph on his site, and again, you're going to get all that Wednesday night when I give you the website, but there's like four or five places that need to be addressed when you have a brain injury, and that's what they are in the research and development phases of developing right now. This man has had, which will be controversial for some, 10 years prior to that experience in brainstem research. And those would be things that would either stop secondary conditions we get from having our TBIs, or possibly regenerate some of the brain damage that's been done in the course of our TBIs. And so he's really doing some cutting-edge science, and the rules are different, although they do have a division here in the United States. He and the mothership are in Israel, and that's where he was educated. And so I think, to me anyway, that will be very interesting to hear what they're doing in other places and his take on things. And then I think you'll find reading his website as interesting as I did, although it's, you know, it's some kind of heady stuff the way that he's describing it. Some of you will understand it better than I do, and others of you, hopefully having the good doctor on as a guest, will help clarify some of the things that I wasn't really clear on. I got the gist of what he was talking about, but had some more specific questions to help clarify it in my mind. And so I'll be anxious to have him on this coming Wednesday night and talk about that. So that'll be fun. I think something that a song that a lot of you folks have liked, and I used to have his rap sheet here, not really rap sheet, but credit sheet, I should say, is a song called Good Days, Bad Days. And that's something that we all have, and really love this song. It's been done by a couple performers, but this man wrote the song, owns the master rights to the song, and gave us permission to play his song. And he has won 2 Grammys, has actually written songs. In fact, I don't know about Garth Brooks, Jenny. I'll have to look back on the list. I don't remember that one. But almost every famous, more contemporary, like Carrie Underwood, Brad Paisley, but this guy goes back quite a ways. So some of the older standards, in country music. He has written songs for almost everyone very famous in the country industry that you've ever heard of, but his two Grammys happened to be in the area of the blues. And they were back, I think, in the early 2000s. I'd have to double check that. But anyway, very nice man, and his son has runs his production company now, his agency. And this was one of the places I was thinking, well, we'll talk about John Cruise later. Hopefully, you know, maybe somebody that Craig knows would be interested in a song or two of John's. But considering that this man I'm about to play is in Tennessee, and his son is, John's song that we've heard quite a few times and I'll play later is called Sweet Tennessee, and I can't imagine that that wouldn't go over very well in Tennessee, not to mention that it's a great song. But anyway, this guy's a pretty famous, nice, good old boy, Gary Nicholson, and I will type in his contact information, his information into the chat room. I'll tell you after the song, but again, most of the songs I play on here are songs that have resonated with me one way or another, obviously, or I wouldn't be picking them out and playing them. I actually heard the song by another artist, and I pursued that artist who never bothered to answer me or get back to me or anything like that, and I'm grateful he didn't, because he didn't have the authority. Because I ultimately dug hard enough and found the true writer and owner of this song. So this is Gary Nicholson with Good Days, Bad Days.
Everybody wants to know how I get along in these dark days since you've been gone. Sometimes I'm fine, sometimes I'm dying, stumbling through one step at a time. I have good days, bad days. Past all behind, and I'm all right till sundown again. Then I'm right back where I've always been. I have good days, bad days, sunshine and rain. I have good. The night's
That was Gary Nicholson with Good Days, Bad Days. And I think it would be a nice thing. You know, I heard a pretty close musician once say that he didn't think that it would affect him hearing other people singing his song. You know, they kind of tweak it their own way. All right, did I unmute? You guys able to hear me? Do I get a yes? Okay, sorry, I was afraid I did the deal again, and I didn't. Anyway, Gary Nicholson wrote this, and so if you guys are on Facebook, it might be nice for him to hear that you love his version, well, you love his song, Good Days, Bad Days, and you got the opportunity to hear it on Brain Injury Radio. Like I said, a few people have sung this and one person made it famous. And so when I heard one of our own musicians say that he didn't think that he would have a feeling about, you know, hearing somebody else doing his songs, and he kind of did feel a tug when he heard someone else singing his song, at least one of them anyway, maybe more than that. I'm sure Gary Nicholson has maybe felt the same thing. So if you love that song as much as I do, then let him know that we love his version of Good Days, Bad Days, and really appreciate the fact that that he allowed us to play it. It really surprised me when I wrote the guy that made it famous, because he's not near as famous in the overall total picture as Gary Nicholson, and he didn't bother answering. And Gary Nicholson is a two-time Grammy winner and knows every celebrity under the sun, and he immediately got back to me, found out what we were doing, and you know, he was with us, and as was his son Nate, who runs the company now and recruit some other musicians. So I think that that was really sweet of him, and I appreciate him for doing that, and don't appreciate the other guy so much for not answering me, whether or not it was in his authority to do it. He didn't have the time. Some people make the time and some don't. So I'm going to read you another quote about friends, because it kind of comes up with that, doesn't it? Friends, they cherish one another's hopes. They are kind to one another's dreams. That's by Henry David Thoreau. Tonight, my husband mentioned a song he hadn't heard in a long time, and I know a lot of you guys liked this too, and for you might not understand it if you're in a more metro part of the country, but if you've ever had a brush with a more rural area, this will resonate with you. But this one is a true story by someone here in Middle America that he wrote about, well, you'll see what he wrote it about, but this is a pretty cool song. And they're the only band now, and I'm going to talk a little bit later. I had two bands in my mix where I really liked their music, but there was nowhere to direct you like I am with the rest of these people to thank them or buy their music or do anything, because they just weren't, they didn't have a presence anywhere. And one of the things that I still get phone calls just a couple times a week saying, I love you. I love Craig. I love Brain Injury Radio. I love your husband. This guy loves us all and is so grateful. Not the one I'm going to play right now, but he has a presence now because of us. And now we just have one group on the board that I can't direct you to their music. It's not for sale, so this is the only place you'll hear it. And for those regulars that were squealing on me earlier about my little quirks, some of my little quirks, the teapot and my dog barking and me muting and unmuting my mic and forgetting. They also remember, I don't know, what was it, 6-9 months ago? I got no conception of time very well either, but when we got our bathroom remodeled and I kind of went insane. I wanted to tear the contractor's face apart. because, and he came on the show and heard me say this, but he also heard me say it in person. It was just my regular sensory overload, but having people pounding 8 hours a day and the dogs barking and coming in and out the door, this was just driving me nuts. But the guy heard, because he was around my house enough, the contractors, you know, I also didn't realize that the contractors, they got the easy work. They stand around and point, you know, at the work, guys who are doing the work. They don't really, some probably do. But in this case, the guy didn't do any work. He was pointing things out, and he saw me doing some work for one of my shows one night, and so I wound up telling him about Brain Injury Radio and what I did, and he told me that there had been a band. He had been in a band, and they had a CD, and again, it's another group that was back in the old days where you had to save up all your pennies and buy a box of a like a minimum of 1,000 CDs and have them in your basement and try to, you know, it was before the internet highway when you had to hawk them at the gigs that you played and see if you could try to get some sold. And it was, just a different time back then, just like it is in the publishing industry. But in any case, Hard Times Band is the only one in my board now. I'm sad for them, but happy for John to say it's the only band that I cannot refer you to a place to buy their music, but you guys have enjoyed this song in the past, and many of you found it very relatable. This is the Hard Times Band singing Farmer's Lament.
Walk down to the river, watch the water rolling by. Stood on the bank, thought about dying. My grandpa worked this ground till he passed it on to my dad. They were poor men, this ground took all they had. Through wars and recessions and market prices, I can't believe today we let it all die. So whatever happened to the American dream? When did money become more important?
That was Hard Times Band with Farmer's Lament. And I think about that a lot because I am in the metro, about the only metro somewhere here in Middle America. But when Larry my husband Larry, and then there's my other husband, Gary. When Gary and I go out on our country rides and I take pictures, I notice, and you guys have seen me shoot cornfields and rural America on my Facebook page if you're friends with me there. And one of the things I notice more and more as I look out over the horizon of the cornfields are these clapboard housing additions popping up where there's four models of home made out of cardboard and inferior material, whether they're $80,000 homes or $380,000 homes. They're all on top of each other. You know, the builders got a little greedy, and instead of having neighborhoods like when I grew up where you had a fair distance between houses and they were all built with a quality of workmanship and quality materials, they're throwing whole neighborhoods together in 10 minutes. And all the houses look alike, and it kind of breaks my heart. One night, we were coming home from one of those road trips out in the country, and I looked over in the distance. There was a whole bunch of cornfields, and I looked over in the distance and saw a huge parking lot in these they had like secret gates to get in and a huge factory looking building, and it was just taking up, I don't know how many cornfields they wiped out for this thing, but what it was I think it was a Shopco, whatever you call that, their distribution center, I think is the word I was looking for. And dang, it was so sad because, you know, you're out there and you kind of get in a mood, right, with your surroundings. And here is this peaceful mood of the, you know, the corn gently blowing in the wind, and it was a beautiful warm day, and you feel like you're out in the country and the sun's starting to set, and you look out over the distance, and of course we have the top down when we're on those country drives in the nice weather. And the disappointment of coming over the crest of the hill and looking out in the distance and seeing this rotten, big, ugly Shopco distribution center sullying the cornfield and the mood, you know, it just kind of killed the mood. And I thought, God, that is so sad. I wonder how much land is going to be left when the greed is over. And food supply. You know, I'm not going to get into politics. I don't like to do that. I ain't going to do that on party night on Saturday night. But, you know, I mean, we're getting our food from countries that don't have any quality control. You know, they're washing out porous fruits and vegetables with water that doesn't have any purification, basically with sewage water. And so that's coming into our porous fruits and vegetables and things like that. And yet we had all this land in our own country to build our own food supply, and we're outsourcing our food, which is coming back as poison. And we're making strip malls and too many cheap housing additions and too many big distribution centers for discount material made in other countries. And I think Farmer's Lament is, it's a personal story for Travis Bennington, happens to be the guy who sings and wrote all of this music, not my contractor. My contractor was the drummer. But Travis is the singer, and he shares there his own personal experience with his grandpa's situation, but it's certainly not unique around the country, and it's kind of sad when you think about it. I know we like progress, but there's got to be some balance between progress and wiping out what was good. And, you know, having some empty land, open spaces, our own food supply, producing our own products. There was a lot of good in that. And I know Jenny really likes this band, so I'm going to back it up with a song that goes out to Jenny. Jokingly, I sent out Screaming for Silence to Craig earlier, and now I'm going to send this one out to Jenny, and because she talks a lot, also had some victories, not only with the toilet seat, but getting out and about and doing some things, but also has talked a lot about spending time at home and not getting out and about as much. And so she knows now, because she's part of the Brain Injury family, she knows this, but I want to send this song out to her as a reminder, and just because she really likes this band. But this is Hard Times Band with a dedication to Jenny and something for all the rest of you to remember. You're never alone.
When the phone rings, you know I'll have to go. But if I had my way, we'd never say goodbye. No matter how far away they send me, I'll be with you all the time. 'Cause you're never alone. I close my eyes, you're right where you belong. You're never alone, even when I'm called away from home. I'll keep you with me when I'm gone, so you're never alone. I can't tell you when I'm coming home again, and I know this isn't easy for you. Please don't cry, and I hope you understand. This is something I just have to do. But you're never alone. I close my eyes, you're right where you belong. You're never alone, even when I'm called away from home. I'll keep you with me even when
by the Hard Times Band. And I guess I have something else to thank him for, not Travis the singer. Certainly I thank him. I thank God, my mind's going blank about the contractor who is in my house. Morehead. Okay, anyway, the fella, my contractor, who was in the house, I can not only thank him, I guess, for turning me on to this CD and a beautiful bathroom after he was gone, but now Jenny has given me one more reason to be grateful, and I guess it's because my toilet seat doesn't rattle anymore. And I'm going to have somebody else come on in just a minute, but I want to try to play a short one because there's people that have added. Garfan, you guys have heard before, and I play Borrowed Time, but he also added a woman to his band, and he had traditionally been, he had been the lead singer in the central part of his band, and then he added a gal to his band. And she's been there for a little while. She didn't work out. He's looking for a new gal for his band. And I'm trying to figure out which of these two songs is the one. If this first one I play isn't the one, then I'm going to have my next caller on, and we'll get back to it in a minute. But it's amazing how there can be a shift in the dynamic of a band. You know, if you get used to listening to them and it's just a lead woman singer or just a lead guy singer, and you're used to hearing the band one way, and then they add one of the opposite sex, and it changes the complexion of the band. And like a lot of creatures of habit, you know, that can either sound good to you or not as good to you, depending on how fond you were of the first version and, you know, how the second one comes off. But I thought it was kind of interesting. This gal didn't last as long as I thought as she would with Garfan, so he's looking for someone new. But you guys heard Dale Hayes' story on one of my shows, and this song I think we've only played once or twice on the show. Let's see if this one happens. You guys will know if you hear a girl or not, and if you don't, it'll be the other song, but I'll take my caller in between. This is called I've Been Waiting, and the band is called Garfan, and that's GARFAN.com.
Waiting so long for someone like you.
Yeah. Anyway, that is Garfan, and I'll type that in just a minute. One of the comments, some of you remember months ago, I did a Saturday night show like this called Surprise Party, and these musicians actually were kind enough to show up at the show, and I would tell them I was, you know, they'd say hi to everybody, and I'd ask them for a little backstory on a song that I was about to play. And one night I shared, I think it was either Chris Dukes or Dan Christian, what I felt, how I interpreted the song. And I want you all that are listening right now, and even in the audience, I want to give, I'm sorry I don't have that toll-free number again in front of me, just for tonight, 424-243-9540. Because I want to do a little experiment here and have you all pay attention to what's going to go on in a minute. And call in if you'd like to share. But I told what I got out of this guy's song. And he said, wow, that is really interesting. He said, I knew what I was thinking, obviously, where I was when I wrote this song and what it was about to me. But what an interesting thing to hear someone else's interpretation of my song and ponder that. And he really took that to heart, and he thought about all the thousands of people he's played to and how each of them might have interpreted it. And we always have a tendency to think that people are looking at it the way we are, or that they can read our mind, or that they're in our skin, or they're in the same place or whatever. So it was an interesting contrast for him to know what he was thinking when he wrote it and what was going on and how other people were receiving it. And so now we're going to take a break from the indie artists for a minute and come to a famous labeled artist. Jenny did remind me, though, if you're out there and you want to call toll-free, the number is 855-473-3711. Again, 855-473-3711. And if it works, it does. If it doesn't, it won't, and that's fine. But I'm going to have a musician come on, and he's going to tell us a little bit of backstory on one of his songs and then play it. And then maybe a couple of you on the board or somebody else who might choose to call in might share where, how that song resonated with you and see how close it is to the writer. And this is our one and only, maybe not always a fearless leader, but a labeled leader. So my indies will just have to move over for a minute while our famous Craiger comes on. And I do want him on because he has a new CD coming out. It's actually exciting. It's a double CD. And in the new age here, you know, I remember in the old days they put out a double CD at the same time. But they're doing something kind of cool now. This, all these things age me. As I understand it, around Valentine's Day, the first part is going to come out, and he described it as there'll be graphics on the front of the CD, and it'll be blank on back. And then about a month later, probably close to St. Paddy's Day, the second part, the second CD will come out with nothing on the front, graphics on the back. So when you put the two together, it will be a double CD. So apparently this is the new age way to release a double CD. We promote all of our indies. And so, of course, I would like to promote our founder and have you all looking forward to being able to finally buy some of Craig's songs instead of just listening to them. But this is Brain Injury Radio's founder, Craig Cecilia.
Well, hello, Kim. And you know what the difference between indie and labeled is, right? See, indie folks are smart. They're not labeled for usually for because they don't want to be.
Right. You got to sell your soul to the devil, huh?
You do. You do. And, you know, my goal and, yeah, and the way it's supposed to work, February, Valentine's Day, part one is going to come out. And I don't know that we'll ever get the part two out because it does look like we have a major, another studio that's going to buy up a lot of our stuff, and that is a good thing. And part two is going to come out on April Fool's Day. and that was the intention. And I won't get into that, that's a whole other show in itself. But you know what April Fool's Day has to do with Valentine's Day in my life, you'd have to stay tuned another time. But anyway, Kim was talking to me about earlier, she'd been out about, you know, what music means to people, and to me, it meant a lot of pain. It was a way for me to vent, and I'm going to share my first song, and I've only played it once or a couple of times, and I don't want to play it too much because it's not nothing that I particularly want to get rid of, and there's a few things, but one thing, folks, I realized, I have no natural talent, and meaning when I went to a Catholic school, I was actually asked not to sing so loud because I threw the people off, and it literally takes me hundreds and hundreds, maybe if not thousands of times, to actually get a song down to where it sounds, you know, where people won't throw eggs at me on stage. And I have been booed off of little shows, medium shows. In the beginning, it was really awful, especially during my transition. And I'm going to share just 30 seconds of what it sounds like, if I can find it. I thought I brought loaded up. Oh, this is what it sounds like in development. And some songs never get out of this thing.
Your sanity.
But the one thing about the very first song that I wrote, and I'm never going to forget it because it was such a devastating time. My divorce was just final, but I didn't really want to be divorced. I didn't have much of a choice. She wanted it, so I let it happen. And it was a miserable divorce. The one thing, I finally got some wearables, and I did stand up to fight to keep my kids, and that's one thing that for somehow I got the strength. But on that Christmas Eve, which was a few days after the divorce, and I don't know if she timed it on purpose, I was in my bathroom, and I still live in this day house, and I think one of the things is around the holidays, I need to get out of this house because I'm looking for the song as we're talking. Because every time I go into that bathroom during the holidays, that's all I can think about is that time. And in my garage, I have a little office area, and I call it the wall of shame. And I have every document, every picture, all the things during that whole year. And I have a whole, you can imagine, as obsessive as I am, what that wall looks like. And I think I've shared a couple little pictures here and there, but it's literally a 60-foot wall, 60-by-10-foot room, you know, 60-by-10, and all the way around are all these clippings. And then as well, it was the beginning of my advocacy clippings, you know, the first newspaper article. And I guess the thing that really gets to me is because being a pastor before my injury, you know, I really was praying to God, you know, fix this, to, you know, looking for the answers. And I got sick of it. I got mad at him. And I stopped praying for a while up to that point. And definitely was getting off the path of wanting to really do anything in his name because I felt that he abandoned me. And I'm looking to see, and if you see it, Kim, that would be wonderful too. So the very first song I did, I wrote, it came out all at once. I mean, literally within 10 minutes, I wrote my first song, which was bizarre. And writing at that point wasn't anything new to me because I wrote several, and I'll probably never come out with them because I'm guessing these books were just for me. I wrote several books. I mean, we're talking 3,000 pages of stuff, just my life and how unfair it is. And you know, and I guess that was a growing point, and I'm not going to get into it, but I did learn that life isn't fair, I did learn that I was okay with that because, you know, if life was fair, then I may not have learned some of the lessons that I needed to learn, and I am really struggling to find the song. And the very
what
first song
are we looking for, Craig?
It's under I think. I got it. So imagine this, Christmas Eve. Kids are with their mom. First Christmas without my kids. 357, cocked, in, ready. I was so willing to just, I had no qualms about it. And all of a sudden, I just started shaking a little bit, like I was cold. And it wasn't cold because I had it really hot in there. I was whacked, but it wasn't cold. And just within a 10-minute period, all of this just flows out into my bathroom, and I start thinking of my life. And it was a changing point, that moment on. And this is, I think I need a savior.
Mm-hmm.
contemplate about the things I do. Well, I can't seem to recognize. Why can't I see beyond these eyes? And I think I need a savior like you, one who talks to me, someone who sees everything I see. I think I need a savior like you, one who hears my prayers, someone who always will be. Can you fill my life? I wanna give it all. I wanna make things right. Because this time you're all I see. Jesus, your love has set me free. And I think I need a savior like you.
Under the name Pastor Cray, the Pastor C Band is what it ended up being, which quickly became Insane from Pain because I got away from the Christian songs as quickly as I got into them almost. We did one CD and it was broken. It was under actually a different, before we had a label, it was under Dog Records, so we actually owned most of that. I've leased out two of the songs on that particular CD, but they were never really good. That was, that and I were the best songs on that. The rest really sucked. They really did. I remember people saying, "Well, you know, it's all right." You know, they would listen to, you know, because they couldn't believe that some of the stuff that was on there, you know, because it was a mix of Christian and real gothic. So I spent the next 5 years developing all these really horrible songs and, you know, dealing through a really horrible experience. And it all came back to, I based my self-worth on what someone else, how someone else treated me, what someone else thought of me. And I'm going to just share, it's a minute song, but it's, I hear recently actually did another Christian song, and it's a song that I used to do with the kids. It's a little different, changed around, but this kind of describes through everything, because more miracles have happened. How I have actually survived to this point in time in my life and making it through is a miracle in itself, because truly everything has been taken care of for me. I may worry, but I don't have to, because anytime anything is needed to happen, it's just always happened. And so this is just a little simple song, and I don't believe anyone's ever heard this from us. We've had it out for a little bit, but we performed this at church a few weeks ago, and they were afraid, because the last song they heard was "You Took My Life Away."
Must be that the world's gone blind. Must be that the world's gone blind. I can't believe that we could see some things and just go on with our lives. Well, it must be that the world is blind. Must be that the world's gone dumb. Must be that the world's gone dumb. I can't believe that we could be so silent when we see what we might become. Well, it must be that the world is dumb. Must be that the world's gone lame. Must be that the world's gone lame. That we could sit so still while the furious fan the flame. Well, it must be that the world is lame.
Some other time, because I know you're running out of time, Kim. But
okay.
Yeah, I am so through with music that and that'll be on another show. And stay tuned, because our band will be changing its name, and I will not be the lead singer of it anymore. But anyway, back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Craig. Thanks for sharing that. I'm just not going to even make a comment on that last thing. I'll be back. I want to thank Craig for doing that. I really like Craig's music, and we talk about transition, and I couldn't let the show end, and I might even have to spill over into a little bit of overtime. So if anyone is interested in staying tonight, it won't be a whole hour or anything, but you do have to call in or you'll be dropped off the chat board in about 8 minutes or so. You need to dial in to 424-243-9540, or if you want to dial in toll-free, Jenny, I'm silly. I had this on a piece of paper under another piece of paper the whole time, but God bless you. 855-473-3711. Call in on either of those numbers, and you can stay for the overtime, or it is in the archive if you listen to it there. But in any case, I mentioned earlier Hard Times Band was one of two that we were not able to refer our audience out. I would get notes from the audience saying they loved a particular song and where could they find it, and I had to tell them no on two bands. Now Hard Times Band, which isn't together anymore and hasn't been for years, and Travis isn't recording on his own. He's an attorney who's with a new baby and has his life full, and music I don't think is in it right now, at least not in an organized way. But the second person was a fellow named John Cruz, and that's C-R-E-W-S, like a crew of people, Cruz. And I loved him, and I'm not going to go through my whole story again. But if you guys do like this, go back to Christmas, the 25th, the evening of Christmas, a few weeks back, and I told a long story of how I met this guy and how this love chain worked among the members of Brain Injury Radio and me and my husband, and how we made a man's wish come true and made a difference. And it, I don't know, it was the best gift I got for Christmas. And I was sitting here telling you guys a story about a gift that he was going to get for Christmas. He was probably getting it while we were talking about it on the radio Christmas Day night. And so be sure to tune in and listen to that show if you want to hear the rest of this story. But in any case, I had been playing John for mostly since I've been here playing music for a long time. And he did not have a band. He had a couple CDs released in the early 2000s, again, back in the days where you had to buy a box of CDs and try to sell them at your local shows. And a lot of musicians wound up with half of their box of 1,000 CDs in the basement by the time their band had a Yoko moment where either money or the girlfriend of the lead singer, who suddenly wanted to become the manager, the two biggest reasons, I think, why bands break up. In any case, I was playing John's music, and it broke my heart that there wasn't a way that we could help him, and it turned out he was one of us when I got a hold of him. Had been diagnosed with a inoperable brain tumor, and a group of us decided that we wanted to do something to help him with medical bills and to support his mood. He was in the middle of radiation treatments at the time that were making him so sick. He quit before not that many. He went through 25 of them, just enough to feel real, real bad, but he passed on the next three or four that they had set him up for, and just said if 25 doesn't do it, 28 isn't going to make a difference. And he was in a very low place, and he's a little bit older now, pushing 60. What he does for a living is paint houses. And you know, when you're in the middle of radiation treatments and a brain tumor, that isn't so easy to do. And then VA benefits that really delayed any kind of treatment for his tumor for a year until they finally decided to give him the radiation, not with the hope of getting rid of it, but with the hope of slowing down the growth. Brain stem is command central, and whichever way it grows, it's dire. And we were able to do what I think is a miracle, but again, I'll go back and freeze out there in a minute and find another quote on friendship. But this was the best example, one of the best examples of friendship. Of friends were the people, some of the people didn't even know each other personally, but they had a heart as a friend and a mission of service, and wanted to, collectively, we wanted to give this gift to this man for Christmas. And I have never heard more gratitude, and for none of us was it about that. It was about stewardship, and I am so proud of my friends here at Brain Injury Radio and my husband and all the people that came together to help. And I'll be proud of all of you who will go out and listen to and buy some of this music. You know, these songs are what, $1.30 or something like that, $1.30. If there's one of the songs you hear on the show now, go and buy it. You know, he's going to make, what, 60 cents on it or something. So, but the point is, we cared, and you've shown you cared. And I hope tonight you'll say hi to John when I put his Facebook page in there or his Reverb Nation page, and just tell him we love him and we're rooting for him, and we're so glad his music is available now. You out in the audience, it's always been available to me, but that all of you can hear it on the show now. Go out, get this great music for yourself, and be part of this love chain helping another survivor. So first, and that's why I might take it over a little bit, I'm going to play one that's upper, and then I'm going to play another, but this one is called By My Side by John Cruz, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to type these in, but you can go to reverbnation.com/John Cruz Blues. Again, that's JohnCrewsBlues. And I'm also going to give you Facebook and the website. And they're all very consistent and easy to remember. But tell John hi. And we're glad to have him on board. This is By My Side by John Cruz. And 90 seconds until anybody who hasn't called in is going to drop off. Again, real fast, 424-243-9540. Or if you want to call in toll-free, call 855-473-3711. By My Side.
But there's no
Side of John Cruise, John Cruise Blues. If you're on Facebook, you're already on Facebook.com / John Cruise Blues, and tell him, give him some affirmation. Also, ReverbNation.com is where you can go and hear his music, and Jenny, you can hear his music for free there and buy it. If you choose in the audience, you can choose to buy it from Reverb Nation or listen to snippets of it. And again, he has his own website, John Cruise Blues, and we're continuing to grow it. But before Christmas Day, he did not have a presence, had all these beautiful songs, but no public presence where anyone knew he was existing anymore as a musician, and certainly wasn't able to access, hear, or buy any of the music. And so I am just so happy that that's not the case anymore, and that we hung together as a close, cohesive machine to make this happen on short notice, and it made a difference. It made a difference in his life. It gave him hope at one of his deepest times of despair, and in John's case, he's very spiritual, relies heavily on God, so his deepest, darkest time might not have been as bad as someone without faith, but it was a very hard time for him, and we brought a gift that lifted his soul to the heavens, and it was the best gift I got this Christmas. Was getting to talk to him after that. And on New Year's Day night, he came personally and thanked us all. So if you want to hear his story, listen to Christmas Day evening. And if you want to hear him come in for just a few minutes at the beginning of the show and thank us all, New Year's Day night. So, Les Paul, we missed talking to you tonight, but I know you had a headache, but thank you for hanging in.
Thank you for giving me the music therapy. I needed it, and my headache is now a headache and not a migraine.
When I
first came on and started listening, my eyes were throbbing. I could see in my eyebrows, I could feel underneath of the bone of underneath my eyebrows. It was aching so bad, and my temples were on fire. I could almost feel my hair hurting. It was that bad. And I said, I'm going to come on anyway. I'm not going to let it beat me down. And I almost gave up. I was to the point where I actually laid on my bed and turned the stereo system, the computer system up loud so I could hear it. And I still didn't give up. I thought I was just going to have to surrender for a while and turn it off, but I could not do it. And it slowly but surely, very slowly, listening to all the music and all the talk, and even listen to what Craig had to say, because Craig, I know you're finished with music, and I'm proud of you for what you're doing with it, because you decided to head in a new direction. You notice I didn't say I want you to play it anymore, too, because if that's not what you want to do, you need to move on and do what you want to do. So I'm thankful for what he's done to help me and you and all of us, and what you've done, Kim. I mean, it's just a blessing to know all the people on here, and Jenny. I'm thinking about when I first met her on here, how much I've seen her grow and how much we've all grown together. This has been some amazing stuff. It really
truly
has been amazing. I mean, all of us. It's been a growth for every single one of us. And I mean, an hour ago or even 30 minutes ago, I could barely talk. I mean, my dog would jump up on me and want to play with me and say, sit down, bandit buddy. I don't feel like talking right now or playing or anything. And I would type. You saw I was messing up in my typing. I was hurting so bad, my hands were shaking. And the reason I'm saying that is, you know, people might be listening, what is this brain injury stuff? It's not just play stuff. And every one of us on here have some form of a brain injury. And it hurts sometimes, doesn't it?
Oh, God, yeah.
And I know even you had a rough time in the beginning with the studio and everything. My goodness.
Yeah, God.
But the thing is, you
Murphy's
persevered.
Law.
You persevered. Yep. You made it all the way through. You're actually at overtime right now. And so I want to tell you just briefly what I did today. You know, I told you that a man named Sam died in our support group.
Yes.
It was yesterday now, since it's the next day. But his funeral was yesterday at 12 p.m., you know, right after lunch. And that man was such a sweet guy, and he loved everybody, and he loved the Lord. He always said, praise the Lord, and everything he said. He's a real nice guy. And when they said his life was coming to an end, he said, that's okay. He said, that's okay. I've lived my life. I'm going to go on to heaven, is what he was telling me. And then he went into a coma. But before he went into a coma, just the day before, he was thanking me. And thanking me for being his friend. And, you know, I've never been that close to the end of somebody's life when they're saying goodbye to me, really. And his dear wife, Edna, the one that went to the Brain Injury Association with me, of South Carolina, you remember her picture? She met.
Yes, I do.
You're the one who sponsors your show, The Lashes.
Yes.
Well, she told me today, she said, we're not through. We've got to help more people. She said, you might see me down for a couple of weeks. I'm going to go away and just regroup, and then we're going to go help more people because there's a lot of people with brain injuries and disabilities all over the place. And that came from him, I mean, his wife at a funeral.
Hmm.
And, I mean, she loved her husband with all her heart. And yet she was telling me, we've got a mission. We've got something we've got to do. And I guess that's all I want to say is basically that we're on a mission here with Brain Injury Radio. And it's really awesome that I get to be part of it with all you guys. And I'm just thankful for it.
Yes. Well, yeah, I am too. I am too. It takes a team, you know, it takes a team willing to play, and you know, everybody knows that in every interpersonal relationship there's going to be a rub from time to time. But, you know, fundamentally, when I was reading quotes about friends, and I don't want to go out and get them right now, I'll just do my own, and they're not really quotes, just thoughts. You know, is one of the things about true friends is trusting each other.
Yeah.
And then when you trust each other, which isn't easy, I know that's not an easy commodity, especially for a lot of us, because, you know, we've been given the once over, a lot of us before and after our brain injury. So trust ain't easy, but when we get it and we feel trust for friends and we're willing to overlook or have those little rubs, but then want the friendship more than being right, more than the conflict, more than this is the hill I want to die on, the friendship is the most important thing. And when that's the focal point, you can get past all of the other stuff and come together and work as a team and deepen your friendship. But if you can't let go, you know, if you can't let go of the grievances or the perceived wrongs or whatever, and that's another thing about friendship, true friendship, and I know there's a lot of masquerade friendships out there that fool us all, but you know, in a true friendship, you've got to assume that that person does want what's best for you, you know?
Yeah.
they want you to succeed. And I did read a quote out there that talked about supporting people's dreams, you know, and nurturing their hopes and things like that. And I just think that it's very cool when a group of people can come together, especially across the country that have never, well, you got to meet Craig, but I mean, other than that, who have never personally met and can go through growing pains and come back together because, and you know what the difference is, I think, and this is about primary purpose. If your primary purpose is you, then it's going to be difficult to attract friends. Because
I think it's got failure written on it with that. I really do. When you're thinking of me.
Right. Yeah. And not even me in that way, but that the world is out to get me all the time.
Oh, okay.
Well, what you're saying, too, I'm just adding an element, a layer to it.
Okay, I see what you mean, though, yeah.
Things that compromise friendship, you know, and one of them would be, you know, thinking the world is out to get you when one of those little rub things comes up and then painting the entire relationship with that brush like it was never real to begin with. You know what I mean? When all it was, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 1 year, however long a friendship was.
Yeah.
And then one thing happens and suddenly the whole 5, 10, 30 year friendship gets painted with a brush from one maybe real, maybe just perceived infraction, you know, that came up. And, you know, we've got to want the friendship more than we want to be right or want to build a case or whatever. You know, and I come from a family with, you've heard me say before, Irish and Italian, and it used to be perceived to be weak. You know, if you thought somebody dissed you, you wrote them out of the script forever, and not only them, but their next three generations were SOBs. Well, you know, that's not the way to have close friendships and cohesive relationships, because people are human and they're going to make mistakes, you know, and if you write them off when they make a mistake, you know, you're going to be writing off people faster than you can pull numbers at Baskin-Robbins, if you know what that is.
If my life
went
by all my mistakes, there'd be no friends. You guys wouldn't like me at all. I know it, like you're saying.
Well, me too. Based on my operator errors tonight, I'd be out of friends. yeah, I know. I'm fired. Off to the public caning. But anyway, I appreciate friendships, and I am sad. I'm sad when they have growing pains or when people, you know, the other night one of our guests was talking about feeling like she had outgrown a friendship. And it had been a long-term friendship, but they both kind of went down different paths, and they want to lovingly, at least one of her, our guest, wanted to go lovingly down another path and wish her friend the best. Her friend might, you know, have bad feelings about her the rest of her life, which would be too bad because the girls had been friends for a very long time, and the girl had done probably much more good for this woman than bad, but at the end of the day, the woman's going to want to believe the bad instead of the good. You know, she's going to look at the one or two negatives and base years of positive on the negative and punt, you know, and probably go off with some bad feelings, and it wasn't even about that. And so anyway, just going back to what we did for John, I was going to say, what was it that Jenny was saying up there? I kind of lost it. Oh, I was going to say, and then we'll go back to the friendship, and then I'll play another song. Jenny had a request, and I will take those now these days. So Jenny mentioned, and for those of you that were there Christmas, I'm not telling the story again, but John did lose his wife tragically when their only child daughter was only 3, and Jenny talked about at some time him being able to meet up with his wife's spirit again. And, you know, John's never remarried, and he's not really ever had a – he's had relationships, but nothing that was a near miss as far as marriage goes. And that was in the mid-'80s that this happened to his wife. And so I know when their spirits meet again, they'll both be very happy. And, you know, that's another part of friendship, is being willing to – not that you have a choice in this, but whether they're moving or just on a geographic, or they're just moving out of your life, or they're moving into the next realm, you know, part of me is going to be happy he'll get to reunite with the love of his life. The other part of me is going to be brokenhearted to lose him here. But anyway,
that's how I feel about my friend.
I bet it is. And so for you tonight, and for John and his wife, and for Jenny, who was insightful enough to remember that and bring it, I'm going to give her her dedication, her request, I mean, and that's John Cruz. And hopefully this will bring comfort to you too, Les. I know you've lost two friends recently, and that's got to be very hard. I've been down that road too, and it hurts. It just hurts, and I get that. But and I didn't mean but. I left a period after it hurts. But but hopefully this will bring you some comfort, because John believed it back then. He believes it now, faced with his own mortality in 20 years, 30 years, however long it's been since the mid-'80s. I'm bad at math. He still believes it. I believe it. You believe it. I think Jenny believes it, and a lot of our listeners. But I'll bring you guys back in a minute, and then I'll prepare to wind down the show. But here's John Cruz with the first song I ever heard him play, Palm of Your Hand.
Of your hand, like a jewel
John Cruise Blues. Be sure to check him out at facebook.com/John Cruise Blues and tell him we're pulling for him and loving to see him out in the public eye. I'm going to bring you guys back in just a second, and then I'll probably play the outro. And I believe, Les Paul, I saw a new guest come in, and maybe it's Craig, and maybe it's, my understanding is at this point nobody can hear, so they can watch what's going on in the chat room, but not talk. I don't think so, Jenny. They're not on the board. So anyway, are you waving because you're waving at them, or you're leaving? Because I'm just going to play one more song for Les Paul. It feels like your heart hurts a little bit tonight for the loss. And we do have one musician tonight that I didn't get a chance to play. Actually, we have more than one. I'm getting a pretty good little stable of musicians here. But I think this one, In Back of John's Palm of Your Hand, might bring you some comfort. So I'm going to play this little 3 minute and 49 second song, and then I'm going to bring you both back on. We'll say our parting words, and then I will play Leah West again with the famous outro that I use for all the shows that I host on whatever night that might be, and then we'll wind it up just a little early. Nothing says we have to stay till for a whole hour. We'll just do it until it feels right. So this time, Les Paul, I'm going to send this song out to you and try to bring you some more peace in this time that you heard some good things. You know he was ready to go. But I understand how that is. It's hard because we have feelings, and we're entitled to those feelings. And even if those people were reconciled and gave you a pat on the back, it still hurts to see them go. But hopefully Palm of Your Hand and what I'm going to play you now will let you know that they're not gone forever. They're just gone for a little while. And in a relative sense, where time travels in a completely different way, at a completely different speed, when we arrive when we get there, it's probably going to seem like no time passed at all. And try to keep that in mind when you hear Kevin Harrison singing See You Soon.
The future's never set in, but there ain't no use looking back. Today might not seem fair, but it's all we'll ever have. So live each day as if it were your last. You never know when it might be. Come too fast.
live each day as if it were your last. 'Cause you never know when it might be. Oh, and if that day seems to come too fast, I know you're watching over me. Future's never set in, but there ain't no use looking back. Don't look back. Today is never fair, but it's all we'll ever have.
Okay, that was Kevin Harrison with See You Soon. And I lied. There was one person, I can't forget her. The last time I had one of these music shows, she came and stayed for most all of the show with us. And so I don't want to forget her. So, like I said, I lied. I promise. You guys are going to come back and we'll say goodbye and I'll play the outro, but I'm going to give us just 4 minutes to listen to our girl up in the Pacific. What's that I called where Craig lives? The Pacific Northwest. Fun girl. I can tell we'd be kindred spirits, that's for sure, but this will also just be calm as we're winding down and before we're moving on with the night. How about our old friend Ari Moore? Do be gentle. And that's something we should all try to be more with each other.
Go ahead and make my day. Go ahead and come my way. Push me to the limit and inch me beyond. Splash your holy water, sanctify me. Let me see God, I gotta believe. You're all that I wanted, I sit here and wait. Now that I have you, please hear me say. Do be gentle with my heart. Do be gentle with your kiss. Hey, do be gentle with your kiss. Some others have tried to lead me astray, broken all promises, then ran away. I gave him my heart, want someone to hold, a pretty face. Smiled fool's gold. Since then I learned to fear what love can hold. Whatever you do, dear, don't let your love grow cold. And to be gentle with my heart. Do be gentle with your kiss. to be down with my kiss.
Moore with Gentle. Again, something I think we could all use a little more of in the handling of ourselves and with each other. And that, I think, helps nurture the friendships we were talking about as well. Jenny and Les Paul, you're the last two soldiers on the board, so I wanted to invite you on and tell you guys thank you for being here and any closing comments you might have before I play our outro.
Well, I say thank you all. Go ahead, ladies first.
Well, I wanted to say to Les, I'm so glad that your migraine has reduced, and I know that the music would have helped you, and I was so glad, and
me too.
Glad you laughed at my potty humor.
Don't make me laugh again. It cracked me up several times, and I couldn't hurt because I was laughing too much.
And that helps, and I'm so glad.
I'm laughing now. I can't quit it. Oh, boy. I forgot what I was going to say now. I'm releasing those good endorphins, sending them you guys' ways. Craig, all of you. Get you some good endorphins. Well,
yeah.
I was just going to say it's been an awesome show tonight, and the music really helped. Thank you for the therapy.
Thank you. Thank you guys both for being here. I appreciate that. Like I said, we had kind of a, just like the other night, kind of a rocky, just a complicated start, technical difficulties and operator error and just about every Murphy's Law thing you could have, but thankfully we didn't lose the show, and it seems that the momentum comes back and things turn out fine. I haven't done, it's, you know, I used to do it routinely, but I haven't done overtime in a long time. And
you've done it a long time tonight, 40 minutes over already.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I guess it's just because there's so many good musicians and people were hanging out, and so that was a pretty cool thing to do. I'm probably also more apt to do it on a weekend like this than, although I used to do it all the time, I guess I just decided that 3 hours was generally long enough, but on special Saturday nights, from time to time when I do these music shows, it seems like people just kind of like to call and hang. It's neat. You know, you can turn on your radio and listen to songs or the beauty for us is that you can turn on the radio, but it's interactive radio. We can hear the good music, but we can talk to each other and type to each other, and it's almost like we're out with friends, listening to a concert or doing whatever we're doing together, but we don't even have to leave the house. So I appreciate your friendship.
You're
yeah,
out
Jenny.
In Minnesota, right?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Well, you're getting hugs on the radio, over the phone, right from my living room, right where you're at. And so are you, Les.
You too, Jenny. All of you.
Back at you. Yeah, always. Well, that's pretty awesome. Well, good. I hope you guys, Jenny says she's going to go do some computer work and stuff, for God's sake. I won't be doing that. I know, that's what I thought. I was saying, speaking of pottying, I've got my four maniacs, my furry maniacs.
Oh, mine too.
Yeah, all of our dogs are looking up at us. Last call yet, Mom, Dad, in your case? And so we'll be going on a potty run and then probably not doing any heavy-duty paperwork. But you guys both have a good evening. Again, thank you for being here. And all of the rest of you that are out there in listener land, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank Brain Injury Radio and all of our listeners who are here to support us. I hope you got a chance to listen to Michelle Jones. She was the brand new show on before me. I think she did a beautiful job. She's going to be a great asset to the team. She'll be on the second Saturday of every month at 5:00 Pacific. If you didn't hear her tonight, you might want to catch her in archive or tune in the future to hear her. We're also going to be having a new caregiver show coming on Sundays, two times a month, and I don't know which two yet. I'll fill you in on that soon. Malin, for some of you folks who might have heard him before, is going to be either the second and fourth or first and third. I need to check the calendar, but he'll be doing a caregiver show. And of course, we also have the once a month caregiver show with Dr. Orr. So as a platform, we felt that Brain Injury Radio, for every survivor, there's also caregivers out there who have been through the ringer just like us. And so we're trying to facilitate that and also going to be having a veteran-specific show. Even though a lot of us have veterans as guests, we'll have a veteran-specific show as well and also a youth show at some point. So we're trying as hard as we can to get all of the slots filled as soon as possible and have a little something for everybody. But in the meantime, we're all helping each other, and I hope you guys have a great rest of the weekend, and God bless you. I'm going to close in the usual way with something I believe we all have, and that is a guardian angel. Again, this is Leah West, leahwest.com, and good night, everybody. God bless. Thank you.
you grow another.